A Brave New World. After a few months of a playful watch-centric dialogue, I had struck up what I would classify as a virtual friendship with Spanish Rob. Mr. Spanish Rob, whose name is actually Rob, was a total watch nerd. He was knowledgeable, kind, and pleasant to converse with, and was exceedingly helpful in educating me, a self-proclaimed watch newbie, in what I perceived to be some sort of underworld. His Instagram feed painted a picture of a wild man who jumped from one lavish party to another. He was known for proudly posting wrist shots of his iconic Patek Philippe Nautilus wristwatch, which lovingly dubbed hashtag the loved Patek. That juxtaposed the extraordinary piece with the mundane settings of his daily life. After following his feed with the intensity of a stalker, I had reached the firm conclusion that the man with the ethnic-infused handle possessed the answer to an enigmatic Da Vinci code that would unlock a new world for me to play in. Around the same time, my professional travel schedule changed, and I would be spending a lot more time in New York City. I asked the Spaniard named Rob to keep me in mind for future events or gatherings. Not long after this, the maestro extended an invitation to me to a Breitling event, which would be held at their posh flagship boutique on Madison Avenue. I was super excited about the invitation and stoked that I would finally have a chance to meet fellow enthusiasts in the real world. In the lead up to the event, I was contacted by KikTok, whose real name is Brett. He too had been invited to the event and had gotten wind that I would be attending as well. Mind you, I had had many exchanges with Brett in recent months, so my spidey sense told me that he was probably a good guy outside of the social media sphere. He suggested that we do dinner and drinks just before the event, and he asked if I was up for a little pre-gaming. That's pleasantly weird, I thought to myself, but why the hell not? Now, to some of the millennials out there, this probably doesn't sound like a strange situation at all. Or maybe it does. Let's be honest. No one really knows how you millennials think. But for a man with a fairly routine pattern of life and an established core of friendships, this definitely brought me out of my personal comfort zone. I'm very much an extrovert by nature, but this felt pretty fucking weird. I mean, it seriously felt like I was going on a blind date, and I had to be mentally prepared with an exit strategy in the event there was a psycho chick waiting at the other end of the table upon my arrival. As I made my way to the bar, I made a quick call to my wife. Sweetie, I'm meeting up with a bunch of complete strangers tonight to have dinner and drinks and to look at watches. If you don't hear back from me later this evening, here are the places I'll be and the Instagram people I'm meeting with. If anything should happen to me, please avenge my death. Thankfully, it was a bromance at first sight. Brett hit me with a warm embrace and we jumped into conversation like we've been friends for years. As I recall, I instantly began to shoot a series of rapid-fire questions at Brett like a finely tuned AK-47 on its first major tour of duty. Questions range from the obvious, like who have you met through Instagram, to the dorky, like how do you take a good watch photo using your iPhone? He patiently but enthusiastically rattled off one answer after another. As I look back at that evening, what stands out the most in my mind was how he described the common caliber of people who seemed to be into collecting watches. I'm paraphrasing, but it went something like this. Rich, people who are into watches tend to be well-educated, well-mannered, and or pretty well-established financially. Some watches, as you know, especially the truly nice ones, are not cheap. So the types of people I've run into in the community are lawyers, doctors, Brett himself is one, entrepreneurs, seasoned professionals, etc. It's a pretty impressive group, and the vast majority I've met are just really good people. As we prepared to head out to the event, we took a wrist shot together that he surreptitiously posted on his feed. I was touting a relatively new piece from Panerai, and he was flexing one of his unique vintage watches, which I believe was a Seiko. The caption of his post read something like, "Finishing up drinks with upper crust life, and about to head over to Breitling Boutique for some fun." Within a couple of hours, my meager 123 followers, I'm really not sure how or why I remember this, almost doubled. Remember when I described the big boy accounts in my introduction? Well, KikTok wasn't far away from that status at the time, and is definitely one of them today. The Breitling event itself was supremely entertaining and informative. Champagne was kindly offered to me as I entered the beautiful storefront. I was then escorted to a presentation that was in progress. Apparently, a famous watchmaker was visiting from Switzerland to drop some knowledge regarding a new movement they had created in the line of watches in a coming release that would be using it. As I listened intently to the lecture, I took note of the fact that there were maybe 30 people in attendance. It was a very intimate setup. Aside from Brett, I really had no idea who anyone else was. Remember, Instagram watch feeds normally share close-up photos of watches and rarely, if ever, shared photos of the people wearing them. Then, almost out of the blue, my phone began to blow up like 4th of July with Instagram notifications. Spanish Rob had just arrived and did a quick post where he said something like, "Upper Crust Life is in the house at Breitling tonight." This casual shout-out drew increased attention to my own modest feed, and just like that, I had substantially increased my own following. He sat down beside me, hit me with a monster man hug, and thanked me for coming. Shortly after that, he introduced me to people like Analog Shift, Watch Girl NYC, and many others. Drinks, banter, and a walk through the boutique's finest watches would ensue for the next couple hours. And then the gathering was finally brought to an elegant close. That evening in my hotel room, I couldn't help but think about the unique night I had just experienced. The watches were incredible, undoubtedly. But what I found to be the most fascinating were the people. Here I was meeting a slew of strangers for the very first time, but they didn't feel like strangers at all. In fact, it felt as though we had an unspoken and immediate bond with one another, especially those I had been corresponding with through our respective feeds. And just one night, I had made almost a half a dozen brand new friends. Not acquaintances, friends. People I still consider my friends to this very day. As I began to drift off to sleep, I received a late-night phone call from my wife.
"Are you okay?"
she sternly asked. "Of course I am," I replied in a befuddled tone. "What's wrong?"
"Well, I never heard back from you,"
she said in a lavishly condescending tone.
"I was worried that you had been kidnapped by some Instagram watch weirdo and was just checking to make sure you were still alive. Sounds like you're all right, so good night."
Silence. Touché, my love. Have a good night. I've always loved watches. Still own my first watch given to me by my aunt when I was 5 years old. Never knew how to quite articulate my love, but joining Instagram and somehow gravitating towards the watch fam has opened my eyes, heart, and bank book to a world that I never knew existed. It's been a learning experience, for sure. @WatchGoddess